Only the poets. Why? Because Rumi is teaching two things, not one. Two different things will be thought parallel. The first one is philosophy. He is a philosopher. He's good at it. He knows the religion and all that stuff. And he could teach you the way of thinking. But this is not what he wants to do. This is necessity of the thing. He even will talk about the wish that if I could let it go and forget about even the meaning of this. Because philosophy is the food for brain, right? There's no doubt about that. But we will never forget that in this matter, the problem is the brain. Brain is good, a very good instrument, but in the field that we are looking at it, problem is the brain. So, the what? First, yes, the main stuff at the first hand, first touch, is philosophy will feed the brain the understanding of limitation of the brain. Because brain never tries to dig its own limitation. Brain is bragging because simply, may I call it he or it or whatever the brain is, or if you don't like the word brain, use the word intelligence, doesn't matter, it's the same. That intelligence is the boss, and boss is not supposed to doubt itself. And this boss has been on this job how long, John?
Depends how old one is.
How about billions of years? It didn't start with you, the brain and intelligence, did it? You remember this mistake you always do? Whenever they say brain, the cockroach has a brain. Period. That is a part of this machine and is the boss, right? So what? So we are left here with a rotten boss, which is rotten, isn't it? What is the component of brain or intelligence?
I don't think it's rotten.
What is the component?
I think it's a miracle.
Yeah, what's in it?
Everything, all of history.
Exactly.
The ability to communicate with other people.
All the horses, like envy. War. Killing the little one. Trying to dominate everyone. Chauvinism. All of these stuff are there, aren't they?
And so is the other side.
So is a lot of other stuff, yes, but these are there, right? So these problems are in the brain. Who should know about it? First of all, the brain. The brain should know that, whatever I do looks correct, but it's not good necessarily, because brain has nothing to do with good or bad. Good or bad is general. Good of all is good. Good of a part which is ruining the other part of the same stuff cannot be good. So, the problem of the brain is made for self. So it is selfish, and it is supposed to be, and it works like that, and it's good, but in that limitation. First we go through philosophy. But remember, did I count a lot of some of this stuff that he didn't like, but it's in the brain and nobody could deny it? Let me count some other stuff I have which he cannot find in the brain ever. Shall I start or finish with love? Caring, passion, and giving, and all that. These stuff are not in the brain. Because these are talking about selflessness, not selfishness, are exactly the opposite. These are in heart. And we believe in heart. Right? Then what? Do you understand that the argument should stop here? Because then what? We could talk about love. Talking about love is useless. And it doesn't make sense, because it's talking about being stupid. To give, to forgive, these are stupid, logically, isn't it? So talking doesn't do. But this stuff I was talking, they are somewhere, aren't they? Passion is somewhere, and it's not in the brain. Where is it? We call it heart. We don't know where it is. We believe that it doesn't have any place here. Because it's a meaning, it's something. And tonight I will try my best to point you towards the location of it, because you could locate it. I don't believe in nonsense voodoo magic, because in the reality of this universe I discovered magic, how magical it is. You don't need nonsenses. Yes, okay, look at it again. There is this machine, and the driver, the boss, is the brain. And I'm talking about some nonsense, let's forget about that. But is there something else here, or that's it? You, doctor, you're the specialist. Here is this biochemical machine you know and you try to repair. And there is this brain, the manager, who is managing this. Is there someone else here or not? Yes. Where is it?
Where is it?
We don't know. Doesn't have place. But it has the control. Did you know that there is someone here who has the total control? It could shut your brain down. Not only your brain, it could turn around and say, "Shut up, everyone!" And everyone shuts up. And you're not, if you're not lucky enough, either to be in a hospital or close to an emergency room, or one of these guys will start to sing that beautiful song that was the beginning of you, you come back. Right? In case of emergency, that one knows that this life is not worth it. Yes, let's risk it. This is what that sudden stuff happens. Because someone else is there, and guess what? That someone else is always there. And that someone else has the total control, always. Would you please explain to them that if in this even non-pleasant environment, or as the specialists will call it, when you are depressed, if you are a woman, the first thing you think about is reproduction, getting pregnant. Because situation is bad, so what? You are the machine only, the next generation. That one doesn't think about me. This brain is self. The other one is not self. It's over the self. That's the safety of a species. which is thinking about we, not me. And that has the upper hand. But like some safety in your computer is made only for emergency. But it's there. And it's the best thing for me. Because now I have something to hang this stuff in my imagination. Because I believe, yes, that is me. That is real, real me. Because that is the essence of life. This and this is physical me now. And I remember this was not me. 60 years ago, it didn't look like this. It was another machine. All together. Even this is temporary and now. But there is that permanent stuff which I'm a part of, which is going through this machine now. I'm there. How is it working? Now is the good question. Technically, how does it work? That my heart stops and starts again by itself. How does it work? By thinking? It has nothing to do with logic, because it's not something from my brain. It's behind. It's only feeling. A couple of seconds before you drop down, you feel it. And you should. Because if you don't, normally you bang your head, you will die. But they don't. Because something over there starts with a feeling. In that depression is there. And that feeling is very complicated. It's told in universal language by feeling. Okay? And that part is the part that we are looking for. Because remember, here we thought there are two different stuff in this teaching. First was philosophy for the brain. But the goal is not that. He was not asked for something like that. Do you remember? The people went to him and asked for what? Remedy for happiness. Happiness. Joy. Ecstasy. Where is that one? That is not in the brain. Because sometimes something that I do is against the logic will make me happy. You need that happiness to be mixed with the philosophy. How did you attend to that? That's why the poem. The poem is here, the lyric is here to provoke that feeling. Because without the feeling, it cannot be done. And that feeling, do not confuse it, that feeling is still an instrument, like the intelligence, which was an instrument. That feeling is an instrument to get me closer to something I don't know what it is. Whatever makes me happy. So I'm attracted to that, right? How could we understand this stuff? This feeling stuff? We learned that the masters could play with it. Only if you listen. It's like the masters who play the music. You could walk away. You hear this story of this master violinist playing in metro and nobody even is stopping. Somebody will drop something in his hat. This is the best violinist. He's playing. Because they have jobs to attend to, very serious problems to take care of. And you could, in this path, you could even lose the joy altogether. You could lose it. There is something. We know that it's a one way. If you listen to the good music, you become the listener you